needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's saying in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. He can't hang around. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house. It has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud.
We have the second quarter numbers in from Royal LePage on the Ottawa housing market. A very strong market, a very strong second quarter in the nation's capital. Broker of record from Royal LePage, Adam Mills, joins me on 580 CFRA. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good, good. Thanks for coming on the program.
No, not a problem at all. My pleasure.
How was the market in the second quarter?
It's been, despite all the, it's hard to believe, despite all the rain, it's not cooling us down here at all on the real estate side. The market's been very, very strong. We're seeing sale prices that are certainly up and above, what we've been seeing in years past. We're about 8% up this year, which is fantastic. And our days on market, so time to sell, is also down over last year by about 11%. So, things are selling for more, and they're selling for fast, and they're selling faster.
And they're selling faster.
And
they're selling faster. Let me ask you this. The second quarter, I've been told in the past, that's if you're going to sell a home, that's when you do it, right?
Definitely. If you look at, when we're running our team, too, when we're doing our team targets, we look at 40 to 50% of what we'll sell as a team or as a company should take place at that point in time.
Right.
That's the make it or break it quarter for our sales numbers, for sure.
Okay. So for this year, then, how's the year looking compared to years past? In years past, it's been good, but, good, just good, really.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
so.
Definitely. The Ottawa market is kind of a slow, steady market. If you were to graph Ottawa's market and go back, say, 50 years, it's a pretty boring line to look at. It's a very slow, upward, tracking line. But definitely this year in particular looks a lot like what we saw 3-4 years ago. In terms of our inventory, or I refer to as supply, the supply of houses on market, that number is down. It's about 20% less than what it was a year ago. So whenever supply is down, if demand remains the same, then all of a sudden you're going to have that upward push on pricing. So that's what we're seeing right now. So we're seeing a lot of that, higher demand, lower supply type market,
right?
Which is kind of like, if you look at Toronto or Vancouver, you hear people always saying these stories with these multiple offers because they're getting so many people interested on a property.
Oh, yeah, bidding wars, big bidding wars. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're seeing that in Ottawa for the first time, consistently seeing it for the first time, I would say, in probably the last 3 years. So it's an exciting time. It's a very exciting time to both be on the selling side and the buying side in the real estate market today.
Okay. Let me ask you this. The interest rate hike yesterday from the Bank of Canada.
Yeah.
What are the folks in your industry saying about that?
I think there's maybe more hype to it.
Okay.
In terms of what's happening, let's use TD Bank as an example. They raised their rates preemptively, expecting really this news to come out. So their rates are up, around like the 2.8%, call it, for a 5-year fixed. Yes, it's going to have a slight impact or a slight change on people's affordability. But at the end of the day, you look at the country's economics as a whole, it all makes sense. And I think it's a good sign. It just shows everyone that, Canada, as a country is doing very well right now.
Yeah.
And so that's why we can actually do that, and the banks can raise those rates.
Yeah.
So it's
and the rates
it's
are still very low, right, Adam? The rates are still very low, so...
Definitely. Yep. You look over time. Like a 5 or 6% seems to be kind of like the norm, for a rate. So being sub 3% right now for a rate, that's fantastic. It's you're still getting amazing rates, and it's not, in my mind, I don't think it's going to have a strong impact on the actual real estate market as a whole.
Okay. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Yeah, great
to meet
you. Yeah, that's the broker of record, Royal LePage. The most important quarter for Ottawa real estate is the second quarter. 8.2% increase year over year. That's the aggregate price, $432. And for two stories, it's $460, bungalows $405, and condos $327. It's $156, the 2 o'clock news. Next. In a t-shirt.